view that the future work programme and the issue of the ISU are linked, and it's on our mind that whatever we decide for a future work programme in whatever configuration, that it should be underpinned by an appropriately resourced and mandated ISU. Intersessional tasks have expanded considerably since the ISU was established at the Sixth Review Conference, and during this intersessional process there have been a number of proposals that, should we decide to agree to them at the review conference, would give yet more tasks to the ISU. We consider it essential that the ISU is given the necessary mandate and the necessary human and financial resources to perform the tasks that they're currently mandated to, and any additional tasks we may decide to give them at the Ninth Review Conference. Like others, we are extremely appreciative of the work that the ISU conducts. We're also grateful for their report on the implementation of their mandate during this session. It shows, I think, the tremendous range of their work, their dedication and their innovativeness in performing their work to support us as states parties and our current work programme. The report also outlines a number of difficulties that they've been experiencing, and they include the impact that instability in staffing can have on the capacity of the ISU, the current funding arrangements that don't allow for recruitment of temporary staff to cover gaps or allow unspent funds to be rolled over, and that whilst requests from states parties are registered, the ISU was not able to meet all of these within their existing resources or voluntary contributions. And so as we go about designing our future work programme, and this I think is the message that the last few interventions have made, it is essential that we keep in mind that the ISU needs to be appropriately mandated and appropriately resourced, and be resourced in a timely manner. Our ultimate goal should be that the ISU can function flexibly and nimbly to support us on whatever work programme we decide. Thank you.